Can I help you, ma'am?
Superior Salvation Army Food Shelf Coordinator Doris DePond sees people who would otherwise go without food on Thanksgiving, so she's putting Thanksgiving boxes together. That means sweet potatoes, potatoes, pumpkin or pecan pie, and of course, a turkey. Diane Holmberg of Superior carries a large box filled with fruit and vegetables to her car.
Good exercise, though, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Holmberg is a surgical services assistant in Duluth. As a single parent, she says she makes too much money for government help, but not enough to feed her three children. She says the food shelf helps.
To help feed my family. It still is tough. It would be really tough if the Salvation Army wasn't here to help.
Salvation Army Social Services Coordinator Bonnie Jusala says there are many people like Holmberg who make too much money for government help, but not enough to make ends meet.
I get calls constantly every day needing some kind of help for either food or wanting to know about the Christmas baskets. So we get calls from early morning until we go home in the afternoon.
Jusala says donations are down 25% from last year.
That has to do with the economy. I'm sure that they're taking care of their own first, but it is more difficult, I believe, for people to come up with wanting to donate.
Despite high demand and a drop in donations, the Salvation Army has plenty of turkeys to go around. Last year, they gave out nearly 500 turkeys and expect the same this year. Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.